This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, Flurb. This is Susan Wexler calling. I just want to let you know, we are on for our date tonight, but I'm going to be just a little late. Lots going on over here. I hate to bore you, but I have brought a child back to life, and an angel is still stuck as a turkey. There's one bundle grab on the loose, but I did kill all the other bundle grabs. Look at me bragging. I'm sorry. I'm out of control on my birthday. Please, please don't tell the wait staff tonight that it's my birthday so I get a free dessert. I've got this one more time. Don't you dare. Don't you dare tell them it's my birthday so that I get a free dessert. See you later.
You got it, Susan.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of returned residents and burgeoning beginnings in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the Initiate. And I'm so excited for Season 3, The Best Things Come in Threes, Destiny's Child, Austin Power Movies, and Boyfriends.
Hi, my name's Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist. And since I've been transforming, I can feel the rain on my skin, and it's starting to get weird.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, and guess who's back? Back again. Crashly's back. Tell a friend, and tell that friend that I am way better at French braiding now for some reason. I don't know.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick. I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And for my birthday, I let my hair out of my low ponytail. I hated it.
Hi, I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the mundane. And a fun thing, wait, did Shamanda just say she has three boyfriends?
Where we left off, we ended Barora, Nebraska with a bang. You all managed to get the self-destruct sequence controlled from a distance using barbs. Help after tense negotiations that resulted ultimately in ceding the, I guess, deeding Susan's two-bedroom condo to Barb. You then bounced from the escape vehicle you were in, landing in Barb's living room, where you then close the portal and you find yourselves back in Haverford, Mystery County, Superior. I think we're going to skip forward just a little bit. I think we're going to skip forward to the next morning. It's about 6 a.m. Barb has finally convinced Tori Pals to untie her from the hog tie that you all had put her in. And Barb is just like, all right, it's been fun. Get out of my condo. You've had time to heal up. Let's move on. Get to scooting, everybody. And she shoos you out aggressively. And you just see the door to Susan, to your own condo, close in your face.
Wow.
You all are rested up a little bit. You were able to catch, you know, a few hours of sleep and everything. So everybody can set their health back to zero. So you're at full health. Any emotional conditions you have, I think, are probably still riding, unless they no longer feel relevant to you. Aaron, with Crashly had built up quite a few. So you tell me if any of those feel still present, because you went through a pretty big change, which is, you know, you were resurrected. So
I personally think I'm insecure still.
Okay, great.
But probably not angry and afraid. You know what? Maybe I'm afraid rather than insecure, actually.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you died.
I did die. So that's scary. So yeah, afraid.
And you are bound. I mean, the other thing that you are experiencing is like you didn't do a lot of it, but you were able to possess people, and now you can't.
Yeah.
Do that anymore. You are sort of locked inside meat in a way that you haven't felt for a while.
Yeah,
so.
I'm feeling awkward in that. Yeah. So I'll do insecure and afraid.
Great. Okay, but your anger subsides.
Yeah.
CEJ, I mean, you definitely probably are still angry, considering it was related to your romantic circumstances.
Oh, I'm keeping that condition, you're saying?
Yes, I am.
Got it.
I imagine that you are. You can tell me if you're not, but
no, I'll keep it.
Okay.
And I'm making little noises, and I'm reading the anarchist cookbook.
Yeah. You have it pulled up on your phone.
Damn.
Oh my gosh. I have the book, and I'm just reading it. I'm just reading it, and like after every three sentences, I just go.
Man, I don't know what you're huffing about, because I put a fish in the microwave before we left Barb's place, so it's gonna stink so bad in there.
Yes,
I stole her hairbrush.
I just don't get why she gets to win.
Barb?
Yeah,
she didn't win.
Barb didn't win.
She basically got off scot-free.
We blew up her whole facility.
Yeah,
and now we know where she lives, so we can keep tabs on her. This is good.
It's good.
Whatever. You guys sound like a bunch of Barb apologists.
Okay, come on.
Wow. Okay.
That HOA is gonna be up her ass.
Yeah, those prices.
CEJ, what's the one thing I asked for my birthday from you?
I don't talk on the ride back.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what, kids? I've got something to say. I've got something to say. Barb can never win because Barb is alone.
Wow.
Okay.
And we're together, so we're always winners.
And look at me, surrounded by children.
Tori speaks up and is like, well, that's not fully fair.
No, I'm sorry. I was just trying to do a little joke, but yeah. It wasn't. If the punchline would have been funny if it was like, I'm surrounded by children and one adult. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It kind of works for like the inner circle, kind of the knit.
Yeah, the humor part of humanness is one that I still have not fully picked up on.
Oh, right. You're a monster.
Oh, and that's a shame because I am. A lot of people talk about how funny I am.
Wait, you don't know comedy?
I know it in the same way that I know like shapes and things like that, but I don't intuit it.
Tori, we gotta take you to a comedic movie.
Ooh. I mean, personally, right now, I'd love some breakfast.
Ooh, I love breakfast.
Oh.
Y'all have any interest in going to the County Line All Night Pancake Hut?
Yeah.
That place is pretty dirty, isn't it?
Yeah, and one of their waitresses, well.
What?
What?
She got the tooth fairy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They never, I think they didn't fix the window, so I don't know if it's open right now.
Well, we can check.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, text my parents that I'm okay. Because I feel like I am.
No, are you texting your parents or your aunt and uncle?
Oh, shit.
Because you stay, you live with your aunt and uncle, Tony.
Yeah, Tony and Tony.
I text them. I text, what day is it?
Like, of the week or?
Yeah. Is it the weekend? Have we been gone for like...
You left on... I don't think we formally established when you left. It's been about 2 days. So you tell me when you... fuck it. No, we'll say, yeah, it's a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Cool. I text them that the band trip is going super well. We're all going to grab breakfast and then I'll be on my way home.
Love. Yeah, you just get like... let's see. It's too early for emojis. So you just get written out the word thumbs up.
Too early for emojis.
Sorry, I meant like
in 2006.
In 2006, not
yeah.
In
but
the
I
day.
Like the phrase.
I do. I just like the idea that like we've all agreed that exactly. Until 11 a.m.
Shamanda, it's 5 a.m. We're not going to give you any emojis,
darling.
Right
there's
now.
No emojis before 10. It's far too early.
I love it.
Yeah, Uncle Tony just is very formal in his emoji use. You get a text back that just says the words thumbs up.
Cute.
Yeah, don't emoji your uncle before he's had his coffee.
Yeah, and you guys, now where we left things off, it has been a little bit of time since the last time that we as players have been in the city of Haverford. So I'll remind you you left immediately after, basically you left immediately after Crashly died.
Yeah. Oh.
Things are bad.
Where did I leave Genesis's body? It might be at Susan's. Did we go to Susan's?
Yeah, I feel like it was at Susan's.
Somewhere safe, right?
Was it still there? I put it in like Susan's bed.
Well, did you grab it before we just left?
I hooked up the U-Haul to the Nissan Quest. Here's the keys. Open the glove compartment. It's right there.
All right. I'm going to go and check on the body.
Wait, who is this?
Wait, is it inside Genesis. Barb's condo?
It's in the U-Haul that I've hooked up to the back of this van.
Yeah, let's say it's in the U-Haul. I think that's where
I left it. What's a Genesis?
What's a Genesis? My girlfriend. You
like
heard
a
of
Sega?
That?
Oh, that makes sense.
It kind of is like a Sega, so be nice.
No, CJ and I punched CJ in the arm.
Great. Yeah, CJ, do you try to dodge?
No. I lean into it.
What?
then you will definitely take 1 point of harm.
Yeah, I do.
Are you okay?
I didn't, and not anymore. My chest hurts.
I punched you in the arm, though.
And you know why I'm not okay, CEJ?
Yeah, but maybe I'm having a heart attack.
What? CEJ?
I didn't punch you in the chest. I punched you in the arm. Are you all right?
Well, yeah. Well, that's what you wanted, isn't it? You wanted to hurt me. And
no,
you did.
I wanted to rib you. It's
what I wanted was a nice car ride.
Well, I didn't know we were carrying a dead body in the freaking trunk.
It's not a dead body. It's a robot.
Okay, yeah, it's a robot. Okay, so it's not a Sega Genesis. It's not a human. It's somewhere in between.
And I go, hi, we'll have a table for, I believe, 6, maybe 7 people. We don't have a reservation.
Okay, so you have already driven across town?
I guess, while this conversation has been happening.
Okay, great. Yeah, the one thing that you, I guess, what is everybody expecting as you drive across town here? And really, I'm just checking in. What do people remember as to what was going on in Haverford when you left?
God, the town was being destroyed.
It was like a zombie apocalypse kind of situation.
Yeah. And all the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
So there were two big things that happened. One, Dr. Einajar activated every person with a chip in their head to form a massive army that surrounded the Chamber of Commerce downtown. And then at the same time, all of the altered woodland creatures attacked the Chamber of Commerce mercenaries that were guarding the power plant a couple miles outside of town to liberate anybody inside, including Hank, who is Heikki Luta, the Nordic god of winter who lives in the Upper Peninsula. And shit was pretty bad. It was pretty rough. All right, so you guys, you all get into the Nissan Quest and make your way across town.
What does it look like?
What?
Oh, what does it look like?
It looks very quiet. You pass through. Again, it's
does
like...
Does it look destroyed?
No.
Okay,
not at
that's
all.
Good.
Great.
Yeah, it's about 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday, so it's always a little sleepy in Haverford. And today is no exception. Susan, where in town, like how close to the Chamber of Commerce is your condo?
It's like 6 blocks.
Oh, so you like live right downtown?
Yes, I did.
You did, yeah. Yeah, and I don't know how much that is weighing on you, the fact that you currently are between houses.
I'm fine.
Yeah, so you actually can see in the distance that, you know, the Chamber of Commerce looming over. I don't know what you all are expecting, but there isn't like blockades or anything like that. You know, the chip heads, when they attacked, they weren't necessarily like looting and rioting. They were just forming like a cordon of human bodies, but you don't see any evidence of that. You see people, you know, mowing the lawn. Well, yeah, I guess it's like late April. So people gardening. As they're just sort of, you know, out early, a couple people getting out to grab their newspaper. As you're driving, you pass and you see Amanda Marks and Pog Samples are just walking hand in hand down the street. It looks like they're headed maybe to a church function of some kind.
Who are they?
Amanda Marks is somebody who you know.
Oh, are they in the program?
Amanda Marks was, she was sort of on again, off again with Paul DeBello in the Superior Internet Mersenne Prime Search. And Pog Samples, It was Wally Pog Samples was one of the students on the camping trip.
Oh, woof.
It was one of you that I do
yeah,
know.
It might have been me. I think it might have been Claire.
I think it was Claire,
because I
actually
was the football player. So that I think it is
yeah
me.
Yeah.
Well, you see Pog and Amanda walking down the street hand in hand quite comfortably.
Aw. Oh, my gosh. I wonder if Paul knows. Oh, I wonder where Paul is. I got to find Paul. He's kind of one of my good friends now.
Yeah.
Oh, Altabella?
No big deal.
Yeah. I mean, he saved my butt. I almost flunked out of college.
But was he like in really bad shape when we left? He was one of the, he had been like activated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And saying that, the one thing that I think probably would perk up for you, Adam, is Amanda also would have been yeah activated.
Totally. So I think Paul's probably all right, but gosh, I got to find him eventually. But first, pancakes.
And you guys pull up to the county line all night pancake hut.
It's kind of weird. Is it weird what? That it's all fine, or is it?
Yeah. I mean, it does feel a little odd that everyone, I mean, at 6:30, they're walking around too. They're teenagers.
I bet the waitresses will know something because they always know what the heck's going on in town.
Yeah.
So you guys dingle walk in to the diner.
Wait, what?
It's the county line all night pancake hut is exactly as you would imagine it. There's a big sign, a big parking lot. It's right out near the highway, sort of in between the city and the outlet malls. Gets a lot of a decent amount of traffic. It's well regarded. It's a great pancake hut.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a drive through, but are you going through the drive through or are you going in to get a table?
Not with this.
Oh, I'm going inside.
The U-Haul is going to be so terrible to get through that drive through.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Very true.
I'd love to sit. Ooh, but I do want to check on Genesis before we go in.
Okay, great. So the rest of you go in and the waitress there, Bonnie, is like, hi, can I help you at all? How many are in your party?
Oh, we have 8. Tori's with us, right?
Yep, Tori is there.
Yeah, we would love a table for 8.
Okay, do you want a booth or a table?
And a party. It's not a party. It's just friends going out on a normal day.
Okay.
Let's do a booth that's more festive.
It doesn't need to be festive. It's just a normal fun.
Bonnie is like, I'm reading on something. What's going on here?
It's Susan's birthday.
Oh my gosh. It's Susan. Which one of you? And she, you know, her finger is trying to point around to try to find the Susan of all of you. She like lands on Tori Powell's and she's like,
no.
Susan.
No.
Guilty over here. Crash, I can't believe you're so bad.
I know.
I do an empath check on the waitress to see if she's just going through the motions of like another birthday or she's like legit excited?
Absolutely. Go ahead and roll plus weird.
Oh, I rolled a d20. I was like, nat 20. What?
Oh, geez.
That's crazy.
That is so weird.
8.
On an 8, you gain a hazy impression of their current emotional state and intentions. Shamanda, you get nothing. You get void. There's just nothing there. As far as your empath abilities are concerned, there is not a person standing in front of you. And she says, come on this way. I'll make sure to go to the back and we'll get you whipped up something special, Susan.
Oh, Bonnie, could I talk to you for a second?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to work at a waitress job and one of my old bosses told me one thing to get me through it, a shift, you know, is to look, you know, pleasant yet vacant.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you ever feel that way?
Oh, hun, if you work a job like mine long enough, of course you do. But
when you clock out, do you feel that way?
No. She looks completely confused. And she's like, oh, are you that dojo girl? Listen, I'm a little too old to be.
No. You take this flyer. Okay. We accept anyone of all ages.
Oh, well, I do love kickboxing.
Oh, that's good. We have so many classes on kickboxing. They're all on Thursdays. It's great.
Oh, great. Well, that's my day off. Okay. Well, thank you. And she walks away to go, you know, prep your waters and silverware and whatnot. And seems completely, like, chill.
I slide into the booth and I go, everybody, that woman is off her rocker.
Oh, no. What does
what do you
that
mean?
Mean?
What happened?
I explain everything to them.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well,
like this.
I wasn't going to do this today, but I'm going to go ahead and open my third eye.
Ooh. Okay, great. We're going to cut over to Adam Miller. You are going to look in the U-Haul. Adam Miller?
Yes, I do. Sorry, uh-oh. I was muted and I was like, yes, I do. And then I'm like, wow, I guess nobody cares.
And we're cutting back.
Adam Miller, you open the U-Haul. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff there. It looks like, from what I'm understanding of everything, it sounds like you all spent a little bit of time in between healing up and stuff, just clearing out Susan's stuff from the condo.
Yeah, we did a lot of lifting.
Yeah. You go in and there. I mean, Claire, how much of this U-Haul has furniture in it?
I think there's like my cozy chair and bookcases with like my books and stuff, and my mug set.
Is that like the entirity of what's in here? I guess, yeah, I'm actually now just curious, like, how full is this U-Haul?
It's not very full. Like, it's mostly like my clothes and like some kitchen utensils, but we did not have much time.
Mm.
And Barb really wanted my bed, which was weird.
Yeah, she insisted.
That was kind of gross.
Mm-hmm.
You mean skin follicles or just in a mattress? Ew.
Yeah. And she did that thing too of when you walked in, she licked it to claim it.
Weird. Oh, you know nasty. What though? Was my infirmary technically in that place now? Not my infirmary, my
lair.
Lair.
Are you in the U-Haul?
The answer is yes. But also, it sounds like with the U-Haul and everything, the lair is technically currently in the U-Haul.
That's what I was going to say. I would say, like, we didn't focus as much on, like, that's why it's just, like, my chairs, my books, and some mugs, because we focused on the lair.
Yeah. So you got those things out there. You would need to rearrange to, like, fully set it up if you wanted it to exist in, like, an active state inside this U-Haul, but you have all the pieces there.
Oh, I can set it up in under an hour. You time me.
So, Adam Miller, you open the U-Haul. You kind of, you don't need to maneuver around that much because there's not that much stuff in there. Sitting in the cozy chair is the chassis of Genesis turned off just the way that you left her.
Ah, she's beautiful. Hey, Genesis, I'm going in. Do you want anything? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I get you. You know, I'll get an extra pancake for the road, and if you want it later, you know. Did you say something?
Aww.
What a creep.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is CJ watching? And
you're watching through the window.
Guys, I know this is whatever you're talking about is important, but look out the window.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, no. You know, we really need to cherish him.
We do.
I guess.
He's been through a lot. He had, like, multiple surgeries. We all had kind of surgeries.
And we're, like, really, really good friends now, me and Adam, specifically. Oh, so.
That's nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Are you guys, like, cool. a thing now?
No. We're just, like,
it's okay
mature.
If you want to be.
I mean, thanks, but,
me
like,
and Shamanda just kind of became exclusive, so it makes sense that there's other couples forming, I guess.
Shamanda starts ripping up little pieces of napkin and dropping them in the water. And just be like, oh my gosh, when is that waitress going to take our order? I mean, hey, it's a birthday,
tell me about
am
it.
I right?
For real. Yeah. I don't care if Adam's here or not. Daddy needs some waffles.
Daddy.
Actually, Crashly is really hungry and goes over to a table that's not been cleared. And picks up there's like a coffee mug that has like half a coffee in it and lipstick stains on it and just starts drinking it.
Crashly,
like,
oh,
thirsty.
Don't, you're not gonna want, oh gosh,
it's good.
Oh. And then, Bonnie, the waitress, comes back and is like, oh, hun, I'll get you coffee, okay? Why don't you go back to your own table?
Wait, can you take our orders first?
Why don't we get her away from this table, hun? This is.
Oh, take this to my own table. It's fine. I'll just finish this one up.
Well, okay.
You can just top her off, Bonnie. She's not going to let go of the mug.
She is these days.
And Bonnie, very confused, looks very worried, but still, Shamanda, you're not experienced. There's nothing there.
And can I open my third eye, Tyler? Is this a good time? Okay.
I mean, anytime's a good time. Yeah.
Anytime's a good time to open your third eye. Let me pull up.
Because she ain't right.
Clear list. Okay, so I'm going
to. She seems totally fine to me.
What's going on here?
See, EJ, look into her eyes. There's nothing there. Can't you see that?
More importantly, there's nothing written down on her little order pad.
I only got a 6. Could I, could someone help me out here?
Oh, I'll help.
Thank you.
I don't know how much help I'll be.
Well, how are you helping?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to massage.
And so, Susan, how are you Susan, getting help? You know, are you just telling everybody I'm going to open my third eye?
I told them. And Crashly, I guess, is like my magic apprentice, I think, could be a huge help here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna, like helping me like zone out and meditate.
Yeah. You're finding it like a little bit difficult to. Maybe it's the loss of the condo or just like the loss of like you still feel that little psychic ache of some excision of memory in your consciousness, or it could be the weight of the promise that you made to the universe, you know, to resolve the bundle grab. But your juice is a little lacking this morning. So you ask Crashly for some massage. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm going to massage Susan's like temples and like start French braiding her hair.
Oh, right, because her hair is down.
It's down.
You know what? That's probably what it is, Susan. Is your hair is out of that low pony. Down.
Yeah.
Great.
I got a 7.
You got a 7, then. Mm-hmm. That means that Crashly on a help out on a 7, you are going to give her advantage, but you will expose yourself to some trouble or danger. So I will be mindful of that. Susan, go ahead and...
This changed it to a 10.
Wow.
So thank you so gosh darn much.
It's a nice braid. You're welcome.
So on a 10 plus, you have advantage on all rolls as long as the information is relevant and you can see invisible things. So it's been so long since we've done third eye. So when you do it, you're actually rolling what's going on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is kind of giving extra benefit to that. So your what's going on here then means on a 10 plus, I will answer honestly any question that you have.
Mm.
So you open your third eye, you can see invisible things, and go ahead.
Are the waitress and the other people in this establishment okay? Like, that may be too vague. So I guess I'm wondering, like, with that void, like, what's the void within the waitress that Shamanda felt?
Yeah, as you open your third eye and you're looking around, what's the void? As you're looking around, it is central to the waitress. The rest of this place looks, you know, totally normal. A chair is a chair. It doesn't look different in the third eye. The other diners, there's not a lot. There's a couple of truckers and a couple like old timers at another booth, you know, drinking their Sunday morning coffee. Maybe a couple of families, but it's pretty quiet at this point. And they're all, you know, very normal humans. And the waitress also looks to be a very normal human, but there is just no spiritual energy there whatsoever. It's just a blank space on the sort of spiritual, emotional plane of existence. There's like an absence of information there, if that makes sense.
Interesting. Can I ask a second question or not really?
You know, the way the move works, you can ask clarifying and follow-up questions. So go for it.
Perfect. Oh, what's causing this void?
Well, this actually comes in the following way, which is, Adam, as you walk in, you probably have spent more time here than some of the others. What with your food science minor, the diner was like kind of a place that a lot of you and the other college kids like to go. It was, you know, classic 24-hour small town diner.
Oh, yeah. We would talk for hours. Okay.
Yeah.
Just sipping coffee and like talking about where we're going to go.
Yeah. So you recognize the waitress and you are pretty shook. It is Bonnie, the waitress who was killed by the tooth fairy. And you are realizing that at the same moment you realize, Susan, you do remember her from around town, from seeing her in the Mystery Evening Standard. This is that woman, Bonnie, who was killed in a quote-unquote bear attack in the woods.
What?
Bonnie?
Oh.
Yeah, hon. Oh, are you with the party over here? We're celebrating a birthday. Come on. And she motions you over to the table.
Guys, Bonnie's...
All right, everybody, let's go ahead and I see some people are excited to get some orders in. What are we putting on our plates today?
I'll have the dead waitress. Pancakes.
What?
The pancakes. Pancakes,
got it.
Guys, she's dead.
What?
She looks to you, CEJ. What are you eating?
I'm going to have some waffles. I would love the blueberry waffles. And can I throw some like whipped cream on them?
You know what? I'd rather I be the one to throw it on. Yeah, of course we can, hon. And she writes that down. She looks to you, Shamanda. What are you ordering?
I look down at the menu. I go, Bonnie, there's so much to choose from. I just want to know, what's up with you? What would you choose?
The eggs are always good. I like a simple breakfast, so eggs and toast.
Okay, I'll have that. Sorry. Yes, eggs and toast. Sounds good. Scrambled hard, please.
Okay. Hard scramble. Sure thing. A birthday girl?
I'll have the hungry man.
Oh, getting your birthday in started right. All right, here we okay, sure. And you know what? I heard a little birdie tell me that there's a piece of pie in your future too. So
thank you. I want you to know everything's going to be okay.
And I want you to know everything's going to be okay.
And I want you to know that as well.
Okay, and I want you to know that as well.
Okay, right back to you.
Wait, can I order? Sorry.
yeah, sorry, hun. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Can I just get eggs over easy, like super, super easy? And then can I get like a breakfast steak?
Mm-hmm.
Just like medium. No, just like rare, I guess.
Sure thing.
So steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs, extra runny and.
Extra rare.
Extra rare. Okay, yeah. Sure thing.
Rare.
And then she goes to you, Derek. And Derek? Or, she doesn't know your name.
She might.
And you, hun? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's like, wait. You look exactly like somebody I went to high school with. Are you related to Derek Pfeiffer?
I am Derek Pfeiffer.
Oh, you're his son? Oh, that's
nope.
So great.
I'm him. And I remember you, Bonnie. And you did really great in that school play.
Oh, wow. Dang, I can't believe your dad would still talk about me.
Nope, you're not really hearing me.
I had such a crush on him. Wow.
Hey, oh.
Damn.
Okay.
And I look out of the corner of my eye, I look at Crashly and I'm like, oh, well, he's taken.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. She starts playing with her hair. She's like, oh, so he talks about me?
Not really.
Oh. Okay.
I'm poking her with a fork.
Hun, I need you to stop doing that, hun.
So you're like a robot? Like Genesis?
Adam, don't be ridiculous. She's dead.
She's
Crashly
dead?
Died. CEJ died. I mean, we're not the only dead people.
Wait, okay. How powerful was that resurrection spell?
Yeah, and she's like, wow. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and get your meals. I don't like pranks.
I haven't ordered yet, but I would like a small pile of seeds.
What?
Some unpopped corn.
Okay. What about, how about like a poppy seed muffin?
Could I get that? And could I hold the muffin?
Okay. All right. Fine. And you can see her patience is wearing thin and she.
Do you have uncooked rolled oats?
She just shakes. She's shaking her head as she walks away.
Do you really hope I get those oats?
Susan, did you resurrect her and me at the same time?
I don't know what.
Could you bring Genesis back?
She's a robot.
Wait, we've killed a lot of, I mean, not we, but a lot of people have died.
Did you kill her when I was at college?
If I brought her back, walk through the logic with me. Crashly's not a void. This doesn't feel like my, magic.
Yeah, that's who did true. This?
Crashly ordered a raw steak.
Yeah.
And unclocked eggs.
What's going on, Crashly?
I wonder if Dr. Ininjar did it.
You think Dr. Ininjar did this?
The brain, we smashed
before
the
he
brain.
Died.
He doesn't do magic. Did he do magic? I thought he was a science
nerd. But he did
nerd.
Science, didn't he?
Yeah, science can't do this, can it?
Like Dr. Frankenstein.
In a way, science is a lot like magic.
How?
That's beautiful, honey.
They're both miraculous. Oh, what Crashly said.
Wow.
Tori, I'm sorry. There is so much to catch you up on here.
Yeah, okay. So I'm gathering that girl is dead.
Yes.
She doesn't seem to be dead.
She's very dead. And she is, like Shamanda said, I mean, spot on, Shamanda, a void.
Oh, that Doesn't sound great.
Oh, I have an idea.
The lights aren't on upstairs. Ain't nobody home.
Could this be an identical twin situation? And because of grief, she is a void.
I don't think that a twin would be that sad if their twin died.
Okay, fine.
I am sorry. Oh my God, my makeup. Oh my God.
We all laughed just because it's Susan's birthday.
I'm super insecure.
Oh, Susan.
Gosh, got her.
Just a couple tears start going down my face. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what this is. I'm sorry.
Do we have to laugh all day?
Yeah, Tori pats you on the shoulder. She's like,
thank you. Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday, though.
We have to laugh all the way until the time that they were born. That was the official time.
Oh gosh, was she born in the night?
Yeah. 1159.
1159. Which area code or which time zone and which area code?
This one.
Central.
Oh, well actually we're in Eastern because that's where Michigan is.
Mm. Oh, is the UP in Eastern?
Mhm.
Wow. UP is?
Yeah.
Weird.
Exclusive, I think all guys.
I think all of Michigan's in the Eastern.
Wow. You know what, though? Oh, that's interesting.
Maybe Missouri County, though, or maybe Superior would switch over.
Yeah. That's what I'm really... I mean, this is so dumb. I apologize to every listener that I am so distracted by this, but I am immediately like, wait, what time zone would Superior be in? I'll figure it out later. But
I mean, I bet they would just to like separate themselves from Michigan even more.
Yeah.
Right.
But then they'd be in Rhineland's time zone. Ugh.
They could choose not to do daylight savings anymore. It would be special like that.
Like Indiana.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the counties that border Wisconsin do central time, which would include Mystery County.
Mm.
So it sounds like the state of Superior likely, if it followed the way things currently are, Mystery would be in central time and the rest would be in Eastern time. But I agree with you that, like, I think I'm going to go with you and just say that it's Eastern time zone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Take that, Rhineland.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are y'all doing? Bonnie comes back a few minutes later with your breakfast, lays your whole breakfast out. Do you stay to eat? Are you?
Yeah.
What are y'all doing?
Eating.
I am not eating this. It looks disgusting.
Wait, why did you order that?
Yeah. I don't know. It sounded really good, but that looks really gross.
It's the most expensive thing on the menu, so you eat.
Bonnie, could you burn this one time for my friend? Throw this on the grill. Like, presentation's great, but...
Oh, you want it a little more...
cooked.
Okay, so we're going back towards the medium? Sure thing, hon. How about the eggs? You want them to stay runny?
I just don't want them. I don't think I want them.
Oh, you got a bit of a tummy ache?
Well, we're paying for them, so let's get them a little more cooked.
Fine, just cook them more.
All right, Bonnie takes your food back. You hear her from the back, just like, but you said that they were supposed to be. I did it right. And Bonnie be like, I know, but that's what she, he's like, no, that crazy. No, that's not fair. I did the work.
Can I do an empath check on him?
So insecure.
Yeah, go ahead, Shamanda.
7 + 2, 9.
Great. Yeah, you get a hazy impression of their current emotional state and intentions. The line cook is pissed off. Is like tired of this. It's at the end of a shift. You know, he works the overnight, like the 11 to 7 shift. So he's just like beat and tired. And this is like the last meal that he was cooking. He's just annoyed. Super friggin' annoyed.
Maria. Does he know he has to make a birthday cake before his shift is over?
Yeah, that's probably adding to all of his annoyance.
We got a tip real good, you guys.
Yeah, just shouting out like, you promised your pie. I gotta make pie now? Come on.
Breakfast pie.
Crashly, I mean, this may not be a fully appropriate time, but we're all friends here and mm-hmm. I'm concerned that you may have some eating patterns that seem unseemly.
Really? Why?
You ordered a raw steak, hun.
No, I ordered it rare because that's what, like, grown-ups do. It seemed very grown-up to me.
You see Susan ordering a steak?
Mm-hmm. No, I guess not.
Not in this economy.
Sorry, hey. Guys. I just screwed up. Just like
Crashly, you didn't screw up. Honestly, you know... I'm changing my order to a steak as well. Come on!
And I want Thanks. It well done, but rare at the same time. I wanted it well done, rare.
That sounds good.
I can't take this!
At this point, the dingle dingle of the doors.
Dingle dingle.
You guys see walking in Serena Ladd.
Serena.
Oh, she-
resident, most popular girl in school, very competitive in the drama circles. She sees you, she sniffs, walks over, and is just like, oh, hey, losers. I thought you were out on a band trip or something.
Oh, were you talking to us? Because you said losers and we're not losers. So I guess you must be talking to someone else. Bye. Got her.
Good.
So anyway, Shamanda, are you coming to the show tonight?
I'm sorry. I was in deep conversation with my very good friends and I didn't notice such an ill wind come by. Sorry, hon, what'd you say?
I was just asking if you're coming to the show tonight. You know, the one that you didn't audition for some reason?
Oh, tonight is the opening of Company. Wow.
Company? Like, we would do Company. Gross. No, we're doing Brigadoon, you idiot.
Did you really just call Shamanda an idiot in front of me?
Yeah, I did.
If I'm such an idiot, then how come I have no idea what the plot of Brigadoon is at all, or could name a single song from it?
Probably because you didn't audition for the play.
Yes, she did.
I throw my drink in her face.
Which person? CEJ?
Yeah. Obvious.
Wait, what's your drink? Is that coffee? Is it?
It's water with lemonade. Or like water with lemon in it, and then a bunch of tiny balled up paper from Shamanda's napkin.
Nice. She's just like, you freak.
Yeah, I am a freak.
Oh my God.
Whoa. This van trip was really intense and took a lot out of us, and we learned a lot about ourselves. Please don't make me stand up from this table.
Also, you're just
maybe
bowling.
You better
go ahead, CJ.
No, you speak, because if I say something, I'm gonna go off.
Yeah, you are. And you should in a second, because you're just bullying us. We obviously know it's Company. Dragline's the lead and Shamanda should have been the lead, but isn't.
Yeah. And also, we're not in band. Wait, are we in band?
Shut, Adam.
We're in band, totally in band.
Actually, I take that back.
Well, if you're not in a jazz band quintet and that's not the reason why you've been missing school for a couple of days, then you all are in serious trouble.
I was just joking. It's Sunday joke day, okay?
Well, you know what's really in trouble is your leather shirt because it's wet.
No, you know what, kids? I've let this go on too long because, frankly, I love drama. And I'm going to stand up and wipe Serena off and I'm just going to whisper to her so the kids can't hear. You know what little jerks grow up to become? Big jerks.
Or dead.
CEJ.
Whoa, CEJ heard.
Yeah,
C-E-J.
Some of them don't grow up at all.
Whoa, CEJ.
CEJ, please calm down.
Okay, that hurts Crashly's feelings a little.
I had it under control.
CEJ was reading the Anarchist Cookbook and he said that?
Serena is just like, I've had enough of this, okay? I need to keep my head in the game, all right, for the lead tonight. If you want to come see a real star and you want to see people get knocked dead, then come to the All-County School Musical at Mystery Senior High, you losers. And she runs out.
Break legs.
Wow.
Wait.
Did you break her legs?
Huh?
Holy crap.
But what's
Is
going on?
Is this what the girls are like at Queen Latifah's? Because that place sounds like it sucks.
No, she goes to Denver Bronco.
Oh, wait. I didn't recognize her.
Also, the other thing, Shamanda, when you say break a leg, that's interesting for you because you remember Serena did break her leg. She broke it when the Tooth Fairy attacked. Which would have been like
a week ago
or a couple weeks ago.
Wait,
something happened. We're in a different like timeline or something.
Oh my God.
So hungry for my steak now.
This is really scary. I thought everything was going to be like, I don't know. What the hell?
Susan, what did you do?
I don't know.
So I didn't have that terrible audition. That never happened.
It kind of did because we remember it.
No, but it didn't happen because there's no production for me to embarrass myself.
Wait, where's Dragline? Did we leave her in the place that blew up?
No, Dragline was gone. We know that.
Okay, we do. Okay, I forget.
Yeah.
Dragline drove off into the sunset.
Okay, good.
Where's Derek?
He's right there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
kids, obviously something is going on.
Did Derek guess that?
Wait, I have to ask. Was CEJ saying that hoping Derek would leave?
I think Derek guessed that.
Derek has where Derek
was. Actually, wait, I do have to check. Is Derek there, or did Derek go outside to look for seeds?
Derek is studying his reflection in the window of the booth, and it looks like he's getting ready to attack his own reflection at any second.
Yeah, there's like the suggestion of tail feathers raising behind you.
Yeah, his hair at the like back of his head is like slowly lifting.
Oh my god.
Wait, so if things would have been erased, how far back does this go? Like, what else got? Did we even have that town meeting?
Erased or changed?
Right. I don't. Oh no!
Did we have that town that town meeting explaining our situation?
Am I not banned from Lids now?
Honestly,
let's find out.
Let's go to Lids and see, because that is sort of the arbiter.
We don't want any of the food. We're leaving.
Wait, no, no, no! I'll take a box.
Oh my god! No.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, we can just ask Bonnie.
Wait.
Right?
About what?
About what?
Bonnie runs out and she's like, "Wait, okay, you can't leave. If you're leaving, you still have to pay, Hans."
Susan, can you spot me? I know it's your birthday.
Yeah, Susan, me too. I have no money. I barely have a job.
I have a dojo credit card.
My wallet caught on fire when that bomb
exploded.
I'll
get everyone again, but we really have to start talking about your orders.
Huh?
You know what?
What?
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
What is it?
Susan, what?
What is it?
No, there's no way. No, it's going to be fine, guys. Don't worry about that. Let's do what
you're
going to do.
What are you going to say?
No.
Susan, come on.
Okay. What if Tom Netz is still here?
Oh, everyone's favorite shop owner?
Wait, Tom Netz.
Who knows?
Tom Nuts of Tom's Nets.
Okay, so we get Tom the Nuts. Food to go. We get the food to go. We drop by Tom Nuts' shop.
And don't forget Tim Nuts.
And then we go to the Lids.
Yeah, because if we're paying, we're eating. Okay?
Yeah.
And everyone's going to enjoy it.
Wait, who is that girl?
Sabrina?
Serena.
You know Serena, actually, because Serena goes to...
Wait, does CEG not remember?
Serena goes to school with you, CEJ. She goes to Denver Broncos Memorial High School.
Yeah, I don't really remember seeing her about.
She's very good friends with Jordan Vincent, who is the other very popular girl, who I believe, if I remember correctly, you've had an enormous crush on for years.
That's yeah, right. I remember Jordan for sure. But she was kind of like a lone wolf. I don't remember like some kind of like entourage with her.
Are you having memory problems? What the hell's going on?
I mean, I'm having waffle problems.
Your waffle is rare.
This waffle's got you feeling awful.
Oh, my lord.
Bonnie comes back with boxes for everybody and the check. You deal with that. And she looks flustered. She's like, okay, it was nice to see you all.
Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh, hon.
Do you remember me from in my college friends when we would come in here and we would like order one coffee between us and sit here for like 18 hours or so?
18?
Yeah, like it's just like straight up full days.
She's like, hun, I don't appreciate being joked with, okay?
Do you remember me? I spilled over the gumball machine and then the gumballs went everywhere and I said, wow. We're having a gumball now.
And you look over, and this is probably the most disturbing moment to you of the entire day, Hedda Miller, is you look over, and that gumball machine is full.
But I... What is happening? And I knock it over.
Okay, all right, let's go. Sorry, you need to leave
now. I'm out of here. I am so out of here.
And you just hear in the back, who did it? He's banned!
No, it can't be banned again. I was joking. I'm sorry. I'm just having a rough day. Ha, 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 ha.
It was Adam Miller.
You watch Bonnie pulls over out a Polaroid camera, and she's like, I'm so sorry, hon, but you pushed too hard. And she takes a picture of you.
I died behind CEJ.
She takes a picture of the two of you, and she puts it up on the band board.
What the hell? Why am I banned? I snitched.
That's why.
Bonnie's just like, no one likes a snitch, hun.
Yes, EJ.
Oh my God. I was going to say I want to deal with the feels by going to the band board and ripping their pictures off and then taking the camera and stomping on the camera. Oh.
So you're just trying to kind of lash out to remove your own condition.
So that I'm not scared anymore.
Oh, well, it won't be permanent. It's just like for this scene.
Yeah,
whatever.
Sure. So sure, yeah.
I want to feel this way.
Tyler.
For the moment, you do it. And Bonnie's like, oh, Hun, I don't like doing this. And she takes a picture of the full group. And
but
she's like,
I stomped on the camera.
What? Oh.
All right, don't punish Amanda. She didn't do anything wrong.
She pulls out, Crashly, she's pulling out her flip phone and taking a picture.
Now, wait a second. Let me see that photo of me with those French braids.
And she shows you. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, this is nice.
If anyone ever wants me to do it.
Get out. Everybody out.
Fine.
We'll never come back here on our own.
You can't.
Well, because we don't want to.
Oh, we can't come back in over your dead body, Bonnie.
Oh, nice, Susan.
Wow. Run, kids, run.
Susan, I'm really laughing. The other laughs were kind of fake, but that one was good.
I pushed the automatic start on the Nissan Quest.
Great, yeah.
I hop in the U-Haul in the back.
Oh, great, no. Yeah.
So does Derek.
And Tori's like, I'm actually going to pass on going with you, Susan. I'm going to look around a little bit and try to figure out what's going on here. All right. Why don't
Oh, my. You know what, Tori? Actually, stuff has gone a little hard. So it's about time for you to duck anyways.
I was going to say, why don't we click back up later tonight?
I am so sorry. You know what? I think I let the drama of the moment take over. And that's a great idea. I do have a date with Flurp, but I can maybe see you before or after.
I'll catch you tomorrow.
Well, this is never going to work. Okay. See you soon, little spoon. I don't know.
Alrighty.
All the kids are just like, that was so awkward.
Yeah.
Waiting to pull off.
Susan really burned her and she didn't get it.
And Tori just starts walking down the sidewalk, kind of casing things out. Her large frame, just, hands in her pockets, just sort of whistling, trying to not be obvious, but she very much stands out. Where are you all going?
I think we should go to Tom's Nets.
And that's where we'll end part one of our epilogue. Tune in next week to find out what the heck is going on. And as always, thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Discord, where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and any theories that come to mind. Until next time, watch out for diner bands.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I do have some unfortunate news. Within 10 minutes, I'll have to pause and just run and get my sheets out of the dryer.
In the universe of Star Wall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Star Wall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system. which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.